Everyone, welcome back to the Drunken Den.
It's the motherfucking Drunken Den.
It's your host,
hey everyone.
Tip and Gizza. We don't actually ever say that.
Nope, they have no clue who we are. Just two voices that pop up.
It's me, Tip.
I'm Gizza.
yeah.
I feel like I never have a voice anymore. She got her way out the door.
Yeah.
I feel better than I did, though.
That's good. That's good. You sound a little bit better.
Thank you. That makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, I just got a new haircut. I don't like it.
It's cute, though. It's just the bangs, for real, for real. If who you went to would
have... Okay, yeah, but, like, she cut my whole head too short. Not even just my bangs. My bangs are short, but she cut all of my hair too short.
But I feel like the rest of it doesn't look that bad at the length that it is.
Well,
it's
yeah,
the bangs.
Because of all the layers she put in it and stuff, like, it does look nice, but I miss my long hair. I mean, my hair wasn't long, but, like...
It was long for you. It was really getting there. You should have let it grow.
It was looking bad, bro. Did you see my before pictures?
Yeah,
it was looking rough.
You have like thick wavy hair. That's why. Maybe you should, because your hair is so wavy.
I need layers. I just need to get layers.
I think you should do different, like, curly hair stuff with it. Because I think your hair could do it.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link to this video that I saw. Because I'm going to start doing that when my hair grows out. Because the bitch is still bald.
Yeah.
There's no way we're talking about hair on here. I'm not fucking hair. That's besides the point. Anyways, welcome back to the show. We're going to be changing a few things about the posting schedule.
Yeah.
So instead of two times a week, it's going to only be once a week.
For the time being.
Yeah. We're just trying to get caught up on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll pick up on it soon. So we'll pick up two times a week sometime.
We just have to get like ahead of schedule, which is hard to do, being that our schedules are so different. We're in two different places. Also, we're entering the holiday season, which is going to make things a little complicated.
Yeah,
for a little bit there.
I got a lot of traveling coming.
Yes, but in December. We will be doing some episodes literally side by side.
Yeah,
we didn't get a chance the last time she was up here because of some issues. But this time, just for family fun and just like a family-oriented time, other than the fact that I'll still be working.
Okay, I'm thinking about doing something, and I want your opinion on it. And I would like everybody else's opinion on it. Maybe I'll post like a poll somewhere where you can like vote or something. What about when we're together doing like a live episode?
I would love that. I'm not against it at all.
Yeah.
These people don't know what we look like though.
I know.
Some of them.
I know.
Some of y'all. I don't know why I'm saying these people like. We're not talking to you guys directly. Maybe. But yeah, some of y'all don't know what we look like and I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know. we're going to be out there in the world. They're going to know it's us.
I know.
It's going to be so anticlimactic. We just look like regular people.
Yeah.
We're just two regular girls.
So maybe we'll post a poll and see what everybody thinks. And yeah, we'll decide. Hopefully my hair grows out within like a month.
We should get some merch together. We should figure out stuff with merch. So when we do these things like together, we can have our merch on. You could take this out of the episode, by the way. But we should like We should get shirts or something made, see how people respond to it or if they like it,
Yeah.
and then start doing orders from there.
Maybe.
We need to think about like designs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cute. We should do that. Oh, okay.
So, to begin the episode, this is a Kisses episode.
Yes, this is gonna be oh wait, do you have any news, by the way?
I don't think so. I mean, nothing has no like dramatic like changes has have no dramatic changes has happened. Yeah, I mean, our last episode got 10 downloads. Well, episode 18 so far has 10. I just posted a new one today and we already have 3 downloads on it. I literally just told you we had 2, but now we have 3. Which is kind of cool. I mean, maybe there's people out there who actually do listen to
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we don't have any emails or anything, so.
Yeah, so that just dropped, so that's not, I mean, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I have news. Today is my 1 year anniversary with my lovely, lovely, lovely girlfriend who shall not be named to keep her privacy still private. So, baby, if you
Everybody,
listen to
her name
this.
is Beep. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Wait, her name is
Baby. HHS. That shit had me so sent. I was like, I fucking sent the message and it changed her name to HHS. She was like, why? I was like, I don't know. I don't even know what that is. But I just want to say,
My
baby, if
phone
you
was
listen.
trying to autocorrect something to you earlier. I said thanks, and it was gonna say thanks, baby.
If you would have sent that shit to me, Adam, I'm like,
You would've been like,
Stephanie,
are
this is not
you
happening.
sending me the wrong message again?
And I'm like, that's awfully gay of you.
I used to
Don't
do that
send
all
me
the
shit like
time.
that. A lesbian? Okay. Baby, if you listen to this episode, I love you so much. And I can't wait to celebrate with you this weekend. And thank you for supporting me and supporting Tip with our podcast.
Yeah.
Bye.
Even though y'all would already have the weekend and it'd be like 3 weeks past, 2 weeks have passed, but yeah. Hope you're listening.
Yeah, by the time you guys get this, it's not gonna be your anniversary, but at the moment it is. So happy motherfucker. All right, that is my news. I'm gay
Y'all
and
are
happy.
corny as hell.
Wait, that means the same thing. Gay and
What?
happy are the same.
Yeah.
So I'm gay.
Yeah.
So there it is. Okay, we might be corny or cheesy or whatever, but you and your man's boring.
Okay.
Y'all are only romantic when I see you in person. I don't believe it any other time. It's fake.
Oh, all
You
right.
FaceTime me, I don't believe it. That's a pillow behind you. Y'all on a date, I don't believe it. That's a business meeting.
You're so lame.
I'm gonna be at your wedding. Like, where's the romance? Where's the romance? Because I don't see it. We're literally holding hands and kissing Keisha. Kizza. I'm just gonna be like, this is all fake. This is fraudulent. We're not even in a real place right now. Nothing's real.
And to begin our episode.
Right. Okay. It's been a while. It's been a while. Okay, so my episode is going to
Hold
be
on 1 second. I just want to throw this out there that you are screaming into the mic.
I'm not used to it being this close to me.
Yeah.
I'm recording in a new location. Okay, but it's always like I can't hear you enough. Or it's like you're too fucking loud. There's no happy. Maybe I should. I don't think that'll do anything. Should I
No.
turn it down? I So, my episode is in Washington, D.C., a place we haven't visited yet. I was supposed to go on a trip there and I didn't end up going. So that's why I picked this episode. But I do plan on going on a trip there.
We've been there before.
Yeah, but for like a concert, we didn't see like monuments, museums, or anything like
Oh,
that. And that's what I was going to do this time.
oh.
So, yeah, so that's why I picked this case. And it's kind of scary because we're still on our spooky vibe. It's unsolved.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Yeah, so
You don't like unsolved
nobody,
cases.
I don't, but this one jumped out at me because of the name.
Okay.
So let's get into it. Also, there's three suspects, six victims. Trigger warning, these are underage girls who have lost their lives, and it's I'm not gonna get into like full details or whatever about like what happened to them, but I just want you to know like kids are involved and it's sad. So if you want to skip this episode, not that there's anywhere to skip to, you can, or you can go back and listen to past episodes. Okay, so my case is about the Freeway Phantom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the name's already spooky. And also, I was like, why a phantom? But then I was like, they don't know who he is. So he's kind of like,
Yeah, he's a phantom.
yeah. So I was like, okay. But first, I was like, Phantom's Revenge. And I was
Phantom
like,
of
this guy needs to jail. Okay.
the Opera?
Was a good one. That killed me. Okay, so the Freeway Phantom is an unidentified serial killer who was active in Washington, D.C. from April 1971 to September 1972. So, this is definitely like a throwback case. Shout out to my mom's. She was born in the 70s. So, there are three suspects the police think could have been the Phantom, but there's no solid information pointing to these three men actually being him. And we'll go ahead and like get more into like who our suspects are, why they like, you know, all the shit that they know about them. I'm convinced it's gonna be someone or someones from this gang.
Okay.
At the same time, like I'm not quite sure just because these are very young girls, and I don't know if like I don't know what the integrity of a gang is. You know, I don't know like what the what's considered okay and what's not considered okay. But I don't think that they would attack like children.
Okay.
Like, I don't think gangs do that. If you're in a gang, let us know. But actually, don't let us know. If you know about, you know what? Just scratch that. Just don't let us know because you're gonna get in trouble. Okay. So, everything that they have about our three suspects, are just based off of like speculation and assumptions. Like I said, there's no solidified information on if any of these,
Wait.
fuck, if any of these men are actually him. Okay. So the Phantom has a total of six victims that were like publicly aware of. All of them being underage African American girls, and their ages range from as young as 10 to 17 years old.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which so it's pretty tragic. The investigation into the case was a fucking mess. Let's start there. As so many cases from the 70s are, I mean, I feel like a lot of this shit was botched and could have been done better. But once again, like it is the 70s. Maybe I'm just expecting too much from the fucking police department to do their job.
I think we do that though. I think like because we're so used to like how we are now, like this day and age, that like we want them to do better. But back then they just didn't have everything that they could, you know?
Well, also with like these girls being young black girls, the cases probably weren't even taken seriously. Because it's still like that today with any person of color, unfortunately. So that could have had a lot to do with it as well, but I don't know. I feel like they could have done better because either way, it's a killer. Whether it's
Yeah.
killing a black person, a white person, somebody who's fucking blue, I don't give a fuck. It's a person taking somebody else's life, and they need to be taken off the streets because you never know when they're going to turn and start killing other people. Just because they have an MO also doesn't mean that that's what they stick to. My point being is do better. Okay. So a lot of tips for the investigation came from the public by telephone to a hotline, which I would assume were given like anonymously. There's no information saying like anybody who publicly came and said anything. And they also received tips from mail, which makes sense because this is the 70s.
Yeah.
They also like the police made a statement saying that some of the leads were easily proven not to be viable, which makes me think that they didn't look into it as much as they should have.
Yeah.
Or it also doesn't say how many suspects that they truly had
Had.
looked at. Yeah. Which I think is weird because it's like, who are we looking at? Why were we looking at them? Why were they so easily dismissed? None of that information is up, which is kind of like annoying. Like, why are we rolling out so many people when it could literally be anybody? There's no legitimate description of who this is. I mean, there's nothing that's out there that would have put my mind at ease back in the 70s about this.
Yeah.
So all we really know, like for sure, is that they had those three suspects. They did end up making a task force for the investigation that included detectives from the MPDC. This is going to be from the Maryland Police Department. So they were from the Homicide and Sexual Assault Squad. And then there were investigators from Prince George County and Montgomery County, Maryland. And then different Maryland State Police, and including the FBI, being that this is such a, like, it was a big debacle. There were so many victims. There were so many places where this could have been. The reason that he's called the freeway killer is because their bodies were dumped around highways,
Yeah.
which also makes it hard to pinpoint like who the fuck this guy is. On a highway there's like so many cars. But this is another thing. There's so many cars. When was he dumping these bodies, and like did nobody find this
Yeah,
suspicious?
yeah.
Like, I know cars are broken down all the time, so maybe like somebody just wrote it off as that. But like, I would definitely think to myself, like, oh, I saw this type of car on the side of the road at this suspicious hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of surprised, like, there were no reports of, oh, I saw this car around this area at this time, when you're claiming that this girl was, where this girl's body was found. But we'll get into that later. So common practice at the time was that the case files were retained by the detectives assigned to the case, which means not a single file was complete. Fucking dummies. Some of them have been discarded. I wrote that in there because I was like, that's so dumb. Like, why aren't we putting all this shit together?
Why aren't we doing
Some of them,
better?
exactly. Like, put your pride aside, get together, and find. Jesus Christ. So some of the files have been discarded completely, while others have had many of the information lost or destroyed. Most of the detectives who were on the case have either retired or have since passed, unfortunately. So we don't have a single file complete with information.
Sadly, this happens a lot too.
It does. And what like blows my mind all the time is like, how are we losing shit? How
Yeah.
are we losing stuff? How are you losing it? Keep it in one area. Keep it there for fucking ever. I don't know. And if it does get taken out and, new information gets put in, then put it the fuck back. What is wrong with y'all? Okay. So, since the case has been open and closed so many times today, oh fuck, that's a comma. Since, everything has happened, the case has been opened a numerous amount of times and then closed again. But today, it is still considered an open cold case in the homicide division. with a reward of $150,000.
Oh, wow.
So it's still pending. I don't think pending is the word I want to use. It's still just open, because nobody was convicted for it. And I think that's why it's still open. The suspects, they were good suspects. I'll give that at least to the police department, but none of them were convicted for it either. So it's like, I don't, it's a tough place to be
Do
in.
they have any forensic evidence or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, not that I
Like that they
saw.
can
Not,
test for today or anything?
there was no update on this case.
Hmm.
They're probably just not doing anything about it. And if there was forensic evidence, I'm sure it's lost by now.
Yeah,
It might
true.
not even be like, I mean, I know they catch killers from like way back in the day, but it's really hard even for them to get that type of DNA. And
Right.
if this didn't happen so far away in the 70s, it'd be easy to like exhume the bodies and hope that there was still some type of like forensic evidence or something. I wish they still had like their clothes and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So since we've gone over like the investigation of it, we are now going to get into our victims. Once again, trigger warning, these are children. These are children. I question a lot of the shit that the parents were doing in this, but this was back in the 70s where like you didn't have to worry about your kid going outside and maybe not like fucking returning. Which I don't know why they were thinking that because everybody in the 70s was getting fucking murked. I don't know. I don't know why they weren't like, you know what we should stop doing? Leaving our kids unsupervised out in the public.
Yeah,
Just
for sure.
okay. So we are going to get into our victims, like I said.
Being the
Our
true crime junkie that I am and stuff, when I see like a little kid walking the street or whatever, I'm just like, where are their parents?
living in the city is so terrifying because like
Yeah.
little kids take public buses to school.
Yep.
Like they just walk around downtown by themselves and I'm just like, that's where what are we doing about this? That's scary. It's scary, scary, scary. Okay. So our first victim, her name is Carol Denise Spinks. She was only 13 years old when her life came to an end.
No.
I know. On the 20th, did I not put the fucking month? This has to be April. We're gonna say this is on the 25th of April in 1971 because that's when all of this started and this is the first victim. So we're gonna say April.
Okay.
April 25th, 1971, she was sent by her older sister to buy groceries at a 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven was a half mile away from their home. On her way home from the store, so like they knew that she made it there. So I'm gonna assume there were cameras. Like they knew she made it to the store.
Yeah.
And so they're assuming like on her way home is when this happened. Just wanted to put that in there.
Okay.
She was abducted and her body was found 6 days later at 2:46 p.m. behind Saint Elizabeth's Hospital on a grassy embankment on I-295. This was 1,500 feet south of, I don't even know what this is, Suitland Parkway?
Suitland Parkway?
Suitland.
Okay.
I hope that's correct. My writing's like deplorable. Suitland Parkway. Yes, that's what we're gonna say. The autopsy shows she was physically and sexually assaulted, and then she was strangled. A really weird thing about this case is like all of the victims are found, you know, still to be dressed, but their shoes are missing.
Their shoes?
Yeah, like their shoes are just gone.
Oh, okay.
I don't see anything about their shoes being recovered. I don't
Foot
see anything.
fetish.
Maybe. I don't see anything about the shoes being in the vicinity, but they're gone on like half the victims.
Yeah, that has to be some kind of signature or something, you know?
Yeah, because like all killers have this like thing that they do. But this was like, this is weird to me. Like, I don't know. Maybe he was a foot guy. I don't fucking know. But it was odd. The investigative team says that they believe that she was killed just a few days before she was found. So that means like he kept her alive for a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if they didn't find her body until the sixth day, and they say just a few days, so anywhere between 2 or 3, she was still alive for a couple more days after being abducted. Here's our next phone.
And they didn't see it. They didn't find any like shoes in anybody's like possession or anything.
See, that's another thing. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't even say that in the investigation. But when we get to our suspects, after we get through all the victims, because we still have quite more to go through, maybe something with that will say it, because I can't quite remember. But I
Okay,
don't,
okay.
like, there was, like I said, there's no pinpoint evidence, so they probably didn't have the shoes, because that would have been a dead giveaway.
Okay.
Okay. So our next victim is Darlena Dennis Johnson. She was 16 years old, so she was the second oldest in the victim pool. On July 20, or Jesus Christ, on July 8th, 1971, she was abducted while she was on her way to her summer job. It's so sad.
Yeah,
It
that
was summer
reminds
job.
me of, I think her name was Molly.
Yeah, the girl
Yeah.
who got abducted while she was being a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Yep. A witness reported seeing Darlena in an old black car driven by an African American man. 11 days later, her body was found 15 feet from where they found Carol's body, our first victim.
Okay.
This is what pisses me off. Also, I do believe that he could have been African American because of another victim and like weird phone calls that happened. So just keep that in mind. I don't think
Okay.
this was like a race thing. I genuinely think this guy might have been a black guy because of what happened, and we'll get into that later. But this her case pisses me off more than anything because they could have found her body way sooner and had way more evidence than they actually do.
Oh.
Because the police received a call a whole ass week earlier to finding her body.
What?
A whole week early about where they could find her body and with some details only the killer would know.
So he called in.
He called, yes. So basically, hold on, I gotta readjust. Basically, the killer called the fucking police station, was basically telling them everything that they needed to know. They could have found this girl way sooner. They could have found her way sooner. 11 days.
Wow.
11 days. Like, I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. So, she was found fully dressed, but her shoes were also missing. And her cause of death isn't known because the decomposition was like way too far by then. They were only able to find evidence of strangulation. So I'm gonna assume that she was physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, and then strangled to death,
So
like our
you
first
think she
victim.
was sexually assaulted, even though she was fully
I do.
dressed?
I do
Did they
because
find
our first
any?
victim was sexually assaulted and she was fully dressed when she was found.
Oh, okay.
So, like I said, they couldn't tell us too much from decomp, but if there's signs of strangulation, I don't see why he wouldn't stay within his MO. I also don't see why she's considered to be one of his victims because of the lack of evidence, but it kind of fits being that she was found where she was found. So
Okay.
this one's kind of iffy. Like, I don't know, it's just iffy. Our next victim, her name is Brenda Faye Crockett, and she is our youngest victim.
Oh.
She was only 10 years old.
Dang.
I can't.
That's so young.
Fucking 10, dude.
That's the age of my nephew, dog.
I don't remember being 10.
I know.
Okay. So on July 27th of 1971, Brenda's mother sent her to the store.
Of course.
However, of course. However, 2 hours had gone by and Brenda still hadn't returned. So she sent her at the store at like 7 p.m.
Why would you
I
send your
don't
child that late,
know.
especially that young?
In daylight, it's one thing. At 7 p.m. when it's
Yeah.
starting to get dark,
I don't know about
sketch.
that.
Okay.
That's suspicious. I'm just kidding.
Around 9:20 p.m., the Crockett's phone rang and was answered by Brenda's 7-year-old sister. Brenda was the one on the other end, and she was crying and stated, "A white man picked me up, and I'm heading home in a cab." And she also said that she believed that she was in Virginia before she abruptly had to hang up and said bye, like really quickly. So these are the calls that I'm talking about. And yeah.
So it's
A
kind of like
short
he
time.
wants to get caught.
Kind of, but also like giving a description of a white guy would be convenient if you weren't white. But then again,
Yeah.
he could be white and like you're saying, he could want to be caught. But I kind of feel like it's the opposite. Because he might not want to be. I don't know. And I'm just going by like what the police statement was and kind of by what they're saying, because it is a believable theory. A short time later, the phone rang again, and it was answered by Brenda's mother's boyfriend. Brenda was on the line again and repeated what she said before, and then said, "Did my mother see me?" and indicated she was in a house alone with a white male.
Why would she say, did my mother see me?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
I don't know exactly. The boyfriend said to put the man on the phone. Heavy footsteps were heard in the background. She then said, "I'll see you." And hung up. The police think it's a possibility that the killer had her call home to hamper the case. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And it was, they also think like it's slowed down their investigation because they didn't quite know like what they were looking for. At 5:50 a.m. the next day, so this one was like rather fast. A couple days hadn't passed. A hitchhiker discovered her body on US Route 50 near Baltimore, Washington Parkway. She was sexually assaulted and strangled, and there was a scarf knotted around her neck.
Oh, poor baby.
I don't know why he had to go the extra mile with the
For
scarf.
real. Well,
Just like it's sad.
if she was strangled and there was a scarf tied around her neck, he might have like wanted to kind of give her the appearance of like innocence, you know? Like he
But it
was
was
trying to
knotted, like
hide.
it wasn't even like he put it on there nicely. Like knotted to me means to like make sure, like she might have not even died by strangulation, and so he left that there and just left her unconscious.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking happened. Like
Okay.
I don't think he could sit there and look at this 10-year-old girl and finish the job, so he did it that way. I think it was cowardice. Because this guy sounds kind of bitch made, in my opinion. You're taking fucking little girls.
For real.
So,
They're so
this thing.
defenseless. Like, come on.
They're children, dog. They're children. Not saying, like, oh, he shouldn't have killed little girls. He should have went and killed grown ass women. Absolutely
Right.
not. But, like, kids, like, that's
Yeah.
the ultimate. Like, you're a fucking psycho. If you can look at a cute little baby's face and be like, yep. Want to cause harm to this? Like you're
Right.
fucking psycho. So this lady's name, or this lady, oh my God, this girl's name is Nino Marcia Yates. I
Okay.
don't know if that's how that's pronounced, but I'm gonna call her Yates for the rest of this because like the first name is just throwing me. She was 12 years old.
Oh.
So she's our second youngest victim. On October 1st, 1971, she was kidnapped walking home from a Safeway.
What
This is
is a
besides the point.
Safeway?
It's a gas station. It's so good. They have the best freaking pizza. We went to
Oh.
Safeway before, friend.
What?
We went to Safeway before.
We went to Speedway.
Oh, fuck. Not me thinking Safeway and Speedway are the same thing, but Safeway is definitely a gas station.
Never heard of Safeway. We're
I
about to
don't
look
know.
up what a Safeway is.
I think it's a
It was
gas
in the
station.
1970s, right?
Yeah.
Spelled like Safewa.
Yes, ma'am. If I'm wrong, I'm gonna be so fucking weak.
Vintage Life, vintage, vintage Life, vintage shops, vintage store is what it says.
So it wasn't a gas
Hold
station.
on, hold on, hold on. Safeway is an American supermarket chain. No, it's a supermarket in Idaho.
Damn.
In Idaho, yeah.
And I've never been to Idaho.
Me neither.
Should we go?
I'm down to go to Idaho.
Should we literally take a random trip to Idaho?
Why not? I'll be like, Idaho! Idaho! No.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Why did you say that? You're so funny for that. You did not do that. I don't know. No. You're a clown. You're a fucking clown. Okay, so
Hold on,
she
hold on, hold on, hold on, because I'm still on the whole Speedway Safeway.
I
Safeway has the best pizzas. We've
ever.
been there
Okay, well,
before.
fucking scratch what I said. Speedway has the best pizza, and it's fucking fire. And I stand my fucking ground on that shit. Safeway might have the pizzas too, bitch. We don't know. We're not in Idaho.
True.
We gotta go to Idaho and try the. Listen, mark my words. We're gonna take a random trip to Idaho. Get a potato. There's a fucking fly in my room. Get a potato. Get a Safeway pizza, and I'll let y'all know the final verdict. So remember. Remembered this. So all of this was around 7 p.m. That's a big ass fly. Her body was found, just it's so big, and I know it came from the window. Her body was found just 3 hours after she went missing. So they're starting to catch, like they're starting to find them fast as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know how or why, but 3 hours is a lot different from 11 days. I like to start there. Her body was found off the shoulder of Pennsylvania Avenue
You want to know
in
the
Per.
last thing I heard?
What is the last? What did you hear?
The last thing I heard was 11 days.
That's a lot different from 11 days. 3 hours is a lot different than 11 days.
You're screaming.
I know. Her body was found off the shoulder of Pennsylvania Avenue in Prince George's County, Maryland. She was sexually assaulted, strangled, and had no shoes on. Again, a witness claims to have seen her in a blue Volkswagen, and that's it.
That's it.
That's all they have is that they saw her in a Volkswagen, and they didn't say with who or nothing like that. So maybe that witness can suck a dick because that doesn't help at all. Because the last car was black. Or maybe it's a dark blue and they thought it was black.
That's
But no.
possible, especially if it
They
was
said,
at nighttime.
yeah, they did say old black car. They didn't say Volkswagen. Oh shit. Okay, it is helpful. Sorry, witness. Shouldn't have said that. But after this case, that's when like the headlines and stuff started using the name Freeway Phantom.
Okay.
Which, why does he have a cool name?
Yeah. Why do any of
Fuck
them
that guy.
have cool names?
Because they need like a catchy whatever the fuck in the paper, but it's like, all right, now it's cool. They're gonna like
Keep doing what they're doing.
thrive. Yeah. All right. We are on to, I want to say, our last two victims. Yes. No, we're on our last victim, period. Yes,
Okay.
we're on our last victim.
and then we'll get into our suspects. So this young lady's name was Brenda Denise Woodward. After having dinner with a high school classmate on November 15th, 1971, Brenda, 18, oh my God, why did it say 17 then? 18's older than 17. Anyways, 18 from Baltimore boarded a city bus around 11:30 p.m. to return to her Maryland Avenue home. Approximately 6 hours later, a police officer discovered her body. Okay, it's starting to get weird how fast they're finding their bodies, by the way. And this one was found by a police officer. I'm starting to have a new theory in my head, but we'll come back to that. So her body had been stabbed multiple times and strangled in a grassy area near Prince George's County Hospital along an access ramp. Also, these girls are being murdered so close to a fucking hospital. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think this case has anything to do with it, though, because switched up the MO from stabbing, like, to stabbing. Didn't see anything about sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because she was bigger. Guys, this isn't the last victim. This is the second to last. But maybe because she was, like, more grown up,
maybe
it was harder to, like, kill her, which is strangulation. But she was found along the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Unlike the other victims, she was still wearing her shoes, and a coat had been placed over her chest. One of its pockets contained a note from the killer.
She still had her shoes on?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And a coat was placed over her chest. This doesn't sound, this doesn't sound like a victim of the same killer.
Yeah, no.
Based on handwriting samples from the note, authorities surmised that the note written on the paper cut from the victim's school notebook had been dictated to and handwritten by Brenda. They also speculated that the given absence of indications of duress in the writing, apart from evidence of dysgraphia, I don't know what the fuck that means, she may have known her kidnapper. So yeah, this is something very much
different.
Not freeway, parkway victim.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like they lumped her case into this one because they didn't feel like looking for the real killer, because this don't even sound like
the same
case.
Yeah, yeah.
Our last and final victim is Diane Denise Williams, who was 17 years old.
Oh.
And this was basically a year later. So this was on September 5th, 1972. Diane cooked dinner for her family and then visited her boyfriend's house. She was last seen boarding a bus at 11:20 p.m. near his house. A few hours later, her strangled body was discovered dumped along, why do they have to say dumped? Alongside I-295, just south of the district line. As with other victims, her shoes were missing, but no signs of sexual assault were found, although traces of semen, they assumed this to be from her boyfriend, were found. But, like, what if it wasn't his?
I know.
Like, a weird way to just make an assumption. I guess they didn't have, like, the technology back then to prove if it was or if it wasn't. But still. But I don't know. I feel a little off about the last victim. I truly don't think she was a victim of this case. Like, I don't think it's the same killer.
Yeah.
And I feel like she got lumped into something that she wasn't even involved in, and I kind of wish they would have did a little bit more digging before just lumping her into this. So that's all of our victims. We are now going to move on to our suspects. And the
too green close.
Okay. Is this better?
Yeah.
The Green Vega rapist is going to be the first one we talk about. The second one is going to be Edward Sullivan and Tommy Simmons. And then the last one is going to be Robert Askins. There's a lot about Askins, and there's a lot about the Green Vega rapist.
So those, I think, are the two main suspects that they focused on. As for Edward Sullivan and Tommy Sibbons, not so much as sad about them. So,
okay.
So, among those individuals considered suspects were members of a gang known as the Green Vega Rapists. A whole fucking gang of rapists. How do these people find each other? I will never fucking know, but that's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Members of this gang were collectively responsible for numerous Washington, D.C. and surrounding Maryland vicinity rapes and abductions that occurred near the Washington Beltway. Logical investigation and intimate knowledge of the modus operandi, I don't know what that means, of the Green Vega gang brought them to the forefront. The Green Vega gang members were individually interviewed by MPDC homicide detectives Fickling, Irvin, and Richardson. So those are the names of our detectives at Lorton Prison in Virginia, where the gang members were serving sentences in conjunction with the successful prosecutions of those crimes in the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. So if they're serving...
So, hold on. So if they're...
If they're serving consecutively, it's kind of like, were they out when these took place? And that's why these members are being assumed to have done that? Or...
Yeah.
That's a little weird. During these interviews, one gang member initially implicated another gang member, who he said told him he was involved and gave information as to one of the Beltway homicides. This particular inmate was also serving a sentence at Lorton Prison for the Green Vega convictions. The inmate being interviewed stipulated that he would provide the information only if he could remain unidentified, which was agreed upon, which makes sense because he's in a gang. You snitch, you get fucked up. He identified the man who gave him the information, the date, and the location of the crime, and signature detail, which was not provided to the public, but which was known only to the perpetrator and to the detectives. That signature information was correct. The inmate who provided the information said he was not involved in the homicide and provided an alibi, which was found to be verifiable. During this period, an election was being held in Maryland, and one of the candidates publicly announced to the press that a break had occurred in the Freeway Phantom investigation and provided that an inmate at Lorton Prison had given the information. After that announcement, the inmate who provided the information declined any further interviews and denied that he had ever provided any information. So basically, they fucked it up with the election.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like the gang was involved, but it was like one member out of the gang sounds like they were involved, which brings me back to my point prior to, I'm not quite sure what standards people are supposed to be held to when they're in gangs or whatever, but I think stealing and hurting little kids isn't one of them.
Yeah.
So. All right. But they fucked it up because... He was giving them information. They said the information was accurate. It was coming through. And then because of an election, it got fucked.
Dang.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about Edward Sullivan and Tommy Simmons. Sullivan and Simmons, two ex-cops, were arrested for the murder of Angela Denise Barnes. Barnes, 14, was at one point thought to be a victim of the serial killings. Authorities later determined that Barnes was not a victim of the Freeway Phantom and resumed their investigation on the murders. So corrupt cops aren't out of the question. And that brings me back to, oh, a cop happened to find the body of one of the victims.
Yeah.
And it was an 18-year-old that was stabbed with a coat over her chest. Shoes packed. And that's the one that the cop found. Like,
I'm sorry, but that was not his MO. Like he that girl is not a part of this.
She's not a part of this. And with that, with these corrupt cops now being put into the mix of everything, and a cop being the first person on scene to find her body, like without being like implicated, without anybody being like, "Oh, I found a body, bring a police officer."
Yeah.
Sounds fucking fishy. Okay. Now onto our final and last suspect, Robert Askins. In March 1977, a 50-year-old computer technician, Robert Elwood Askins, was charged with abducting and raping a 24-year-old woman inside his Washington, D.C. home. Homicide Detective Lloyd Davis proceeded to question Askins and learned that he had been charged with murder on several previous occasions.
It's not his MO, though.
It's not his MO, but they're hot on his trail.
Yeah. I don't even know much about him, but I don't think he did it.
Wait for your opinions
Oh,
after
okay.
I read the rest about him. Tip. I definitely think it was the gang members, but tip. On December 28th, 1938, Askins, then a 19-year-old student and member of the science club at Minor Teachers College, served cyanide-laced whiskey to five prostitutes at a brothel, resulting in the death of a 31-year-old Ruth McDonald. So he's still a shitbag, regardless if he did this
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, yeah,
murder.
he's a terrible person, but
Just a
he's
fucking
not our
asshole.
guy.
On December 30th, only 2 days later, he stabbed to death another prostitute, 26-year-old Elizabeth Johnson, at the same location. Upon his arrest, Askins declared to the police that he was a woman hater and was placed under mental observation at Washington, D.C.'s Gallagher Hospital. While there, he broke free of his restraints and assaulted three orderlies with a chair before being subdued. During his trial, it was revealed that he'd been a police informant, aiding law enforcement in the arrest of prostitutes. In April 1939, Askins was found criminally insane and committed to St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
Okay, but he
5 months.
didn't do it. I
Girl.
don't care about this dude. He didn't do it.
Shut up.
Okay,
Let me edit.
most people will look at prostitutes and think, oh, like she's dirty or anything like that. And I don't believe that, but that's what most people will, and that's what like serial killers do. And this person killed innocent young children who are not tainted.
Bitch, okay, but let me finish reading about him. He on the list.
Okay,
I didn't put him on the list. He was already on the list, asshole. Yes, I agree. It doesn't sound like it because it sounds like he's attacking grown ass fucking women. Oh, I'll beat your ass, friend. If you were sitting next to me, the way I would have bopped you in your forehead to shut the fuck up. Okay. 5 months after being released in April 1952, Askins strangled 42-year-old Laura Cook to death. This is not our guy. He was in he was indicted for this murder in 1954, accused of several other assaults of similar circumstances, and retried for the 1938 murder. It having been determined that he was indeed sane upon committing the act, despite claiming he intended the cyanide for himself, planning suicide, he was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 20 years to life. This conviction was overturned in 1955, and this is why he was out in the 70s. After the 1978 rape charge, Askins' home was searched by police in connection with the Freeway Phantom murders. Court documents were found in a desk drawer in which a judge had used the word tantamount, an uncommon word that had appeared in the note dictated by the killer of Brenda Woodward. Which, that's that 18-year-old who was murdered. She was an older victim and she would have been stabbed. So this isn't completely out of his range, but she's not a phantom freeway fucking victim or freeway phantom. Colleagues at the National Science Foundation, where Askins was employed, reported that tantamount was a word that frequently cropped up in his speech. So, yes, he could be the possible killer of the 18-year-old, but she is not a part of the freeway murders. I don't believe that she was.
All right.
A search warrant was eventually obtained and investigators dug through Askins' backyard. No physical evidence was obtained and Askins was not charged in the connection with the Freeway Phantom killings. Askins, who died at the Federal Correction Institution in Cumberland, Maryland on April 30th, 2010, at the age of 91, remained in prison for two D.C. area abductions and rapes in the mid-70s and had been contacted by both Davis and press regarding the Freeway Phantom slayings. He denied any role in them, adding that he did not have the depravity of mind required to commit any of these crimes.
Well, fuck.
So.
I don't know who it is. It's the cop.
I don't know, because they could have just been taking this guy and framing him because he has such a bad track record. Yeah. And a police officer could have actually ended up killing, you know, these that one girl. He mm-hmm. has nothing to do with the children cases.
Yeah, yeah. But that one girl, it was the cop. It's older
women. He liked older women. He liked killing older women. So I definitely think they fucked up with the gang, because that guy had good, like, credible information. And he wanted to remain anonymous. He didn't want it to be out there that he snitched and it was going to get back. Mm-hmm. To the gang. What the fuck did you? I hate you. So in conclusion, there is no conclusion. We don't know who it is. We don't know who murdered these girls. And that's the scariest part about yeah. this case. That persons is still out there or is dead. I hope you're fucking dead. They're you freeway phantom fuck.
They're out there and they're still killing. Bum, bum, bum.
You're so creepy.
Oh, if you guys haven't noticed, I know this is random as hell, but I haven't been putting our ad on our podcast because I know we were out for a while. So I just wanted to give you guys a little ad-free listen. Okay, continue. Woo!
No ads, no ads, no ads. Yeah, that's all I got. Any opinions from you?
It wasn't the guy.
It's just your head.
I don't know who it is, but I do think that a cop killed that one lady or that one girl. For sure. Sorry. Not sorry. Oh my god. You're not frozen. I can still see you swaying, though. You're like.
Oh, my eyes are burning from not blinking. I was like, a tear's
gonna now pause. You're frozen. The fuck? You're frozen, like.
I can't even see because you're frozen.
Oh.
No, you try to just fucking help me. Okay. If you know anything about these cases or any information, if your fucking grandpa did it, like turn that motherfucker in.
Yeah.
All right. Turn that bitch in. Contact the police of Maryland.
Contact the authorities.
And
say, yeah. My grandpa did it.
Yeah, fuck your grandpa. All right, that is all the information that I have here on this case. I hope that it was informative. I hope that it really helped you guys out. If it wasn't enough information and you do want to do more research on your own digging, there's the internet. And speaking of the internet, tip. Take it away.
You can follow us on Instagram at Drunken Dead Official, on Twitter at Drunken Dead Pod, capital POD, on Facebook / Drunken Dead Official. That is us. We are there. Send us a Gmail at drunkendeadofficial@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. I sound like a fucking commercial, but yeah, do it. We're waiting to hear from you guys. We want to hear what you got to say. We look at everything, we read everything, we listen to everything. We
I dare
watch you in your sleep. No, I'm just kidding. What?
I don't have anything to do with that. But we triple dog, double dog, quadruple dog dare you to go check out our stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, you won't.
You won't do
you're,
it.
You're not about it. You're not about it. Go do it.
Stop hitting
go
the
do
mic.
It right now. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, everybody, that is the end of this episode. We are gonna wrap it up because we are about to try and record again in the middle of this fuck ass day. So just know, thank you guys for your support. Thank you for being around. We love you so, so, so much from the bottom of our heart.
Yes,
and
yes,
please
yes.
Remember, drink wine
and be kind.